jumping out of a plane. That's
everyone always says, well, if the engine died, I'm just going to jump out of the plane. So he took that seriously. But he's a pilot. He already knows, like, you could fly the plane to the ground. I wonder if he got to keep any of that money.
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
If he did that just pay for all of his
legal fees?
His legal fees?
A new plane? But in this case, it was interfering with a federal investigation. That's what it was.
That's insane.
So apparently that's what they got him on. And yeah, I don't know why they chose to pursue that of all things, but they do their job better than I do.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure. Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. What you did not hear is the past 15 minutes of me and Carson bantering back and forth, and hopefully we have some bloopers and B-reel for you later on. I'm sure Mark was laughing, and today's episode, this one's got a lot of layers to it, like an onion that is not so sweet on the inside. It's something that every pilot should be aware of. Because I got in that trouble, which not really trouble, I just got that investigation thing that we talked about an episode or two ago with the Icon, I felt like this was a very fitting episode for us to talk about today.
I think so.
Even though I did not get in trouble because, one, I did nothing wrong that day and my case was closed. But for this person, their case is technically closed also, but in a lot worse way.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same result. And spoiler alert, actually, no spoiler. It's been around for about 3 years. So I think if you don't know what's happening, then...
Well, you're going to learn today.
You're going to learn today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So... Absolutely.
Sorry, no offense to any of our people in the South. We didn't mean to culturally appropriate you.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. In heaven, you are amazing, and we thank you for everything. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. I don't want to offend them by using the Lord's name in vain after that.
I know. So. Carson's going to church more often. He probably needed to.
Probably we all do. Brand, speaking of people, I need to go to church more.
Probably me, for
probably
sure.
You.
Probably me.
Probably also Trevor Jacob, who's the topic of our discussion today. He's a former Olympian and a YouTuber who made headlines a couple years ago for all the wrong reasons. And I think he's making headlines again. Saw it coming back around. And recently, he was sentenced to 6 months in prison after he admitted to intentionally crashing his plane 2021 to gain views on YouTube. Do you remember that video?
Yeah. I wonder if he got to keep any of that money.
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
If he did that just pay for all of his...
His legal fees?
His legal fees?
A new plane? The risk is...
It wasn't, at least it wasn't insured.
Like, he was not?
No, I don't think it was not insurance fraud.
That'd be insurance fraud. Yeah. We haven't even talked about the story.
Oh, that's true.
We haven't even told anyone what's going on.
So, Carson, this case has been unfolding for a long time. It's a cautionary tale with consequences of reckless behavior in aviation. There's quite a bit we can unpack here. So, what is it? 9113 is careless and reckless flight. Is that what it is? 9113?
No. You're the CFI, right? We just talked about it last episode. I'm not super current.
That is true.
You know that.
9113. Yeah, it is 9113.
Dang, okay. Yeah, you can keep your CFI.
Thanks so much. I only remember that because at Oshkosh, there's a camp 9113, which is one of my favorite camps to go to.
That's funny.
Yeah, and they're a lot of fun guys to hang out with. They actually build a jacuzzi in their campsite.
Have you not taken me there?
Carson, you should have came this year.
This does not...
We only went once 2 years ago. You should have came... Oh, no. No, you weren't allowed to go out that time. You got yourself in trouble.
I did get myself in trouble. Anyway,
well,
speaking of trouble...
Speaking of trouble, Jacob sure did get some trouble, Carson. So yes, give us some background on Trevor Jacob and why we're even talking about him. And is he in jail still? You talk, I'll look.
All right. So Trevor Jacob, not just a YouTuber, he's actually a former Olympian. He competed in snowboarding, and that's not even what put him in the most spotlight. It was a video that he posted in December 2021, gave himself the Christmas present of crashing a plane in Los Padres National Forest. And usually we'd say that was an incident. It's unfortunate. Glad everyone's okay, because he was okay. But the FAA actually determined that the crash was staged, which is an insane thing. That's I would never think about staging a crash, especially, you know, for gaining online views. That's crazy. What do you think?
I think that he is nuts, and he got in trouble. Like, when you start looking at his video, if you just slow down the pains, it was pretty terrible. Why would you have, like, okay, maybe you're flying, you're doing aerobatics or something. Okay, you've got a parachute on.
Okay.
Fair enough. That works. I understand. Okay, lose control of an airplane doing aerobatics. I get it. Maybe it goes out. Why would you jump out of your airplane if the engine stops running? Okay. Besides the engine stopping running, and he probably like poked a hole in the oil cooler or something. I don't know what he did. I didn't read the NTSB. Essentially, he let the plane crash. And if you're going to have a parachute attached to you, why would you have fire extinguishers strapped to your legs?
You know,
And you could see that in the video. Fire extinguishers strapped to your legs. That was the smoking gun, so to speak, or smoking fire extinguisher.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'll give you that one. Number one, right here.
What does that say? Pilot.
Yeah, this guy's not the number one pilot. The video racked up millions of views, but it did not take long for the FAA to come to the same conclusion as everyone else and say that ain't right. You know, that was staged. Something doesn't look right. Something's off. And this is in addition to the NTSB reporting on incidents, crashes, and doing their investigation. The FAA came in and said, hey, this ain't right. Let's look at it.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
Man. By the way, Carson, is this the one that you looked up for me saying what I wanted to talk about later on today?
Yeah, was it not the one you were talking about?
No, it isn't. But I like this one.
Oh, man. I love talking. Which one are you talking about?
I'll tell you after we finish this discussion.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I came into the office this morning, by the way, and I was like, we're only doing one recording today. I'm like, Carson, we have to record like three because I'm out of town like for the next 6 weeks, almost every single week for like 4 to 5 days. So I'm not going to be around here. I'm in Florida or other states. Like I'm all over the place. I'm actually even going to go visit some of the Stratus staff in the Philippines. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. So. Who didn't want to take me along for this trip? Something about being super expensive, travel across the world.
And I have to be paying for myself.
Yeah. Something about that. Yeah,
so back to what we were talking about, Carson.
Yeah. The FAA stepped in and said, this ain't right. And the investigation revealed some pretty damning details. Jacob didn't even attempt to restart the engine or look for a safe place to land. Instead, he said, hey, the first item on my checklist when the engine turns off, jump out. That makes sense, right? It's only at least a $50,000 plane. And
that was less. It was like a $15,000 or $20,000 plane.
Okay. It was a $152,000, I think.
It just says he ejected from a plane. Oh, and did a selfie with a selfie stick in hand. He ejected from the plane with a selfie stick in hand.
You know, I didn't think about how the video was recorded.
It was a Taylor Craft, by the way. It was a Taylor Craft. Okay. Yeah, it was a Taylor Craft. Yeah. So yeah, it was a pretty cheap plane. No more than like $25,000, probably.
Okay, $25,000 though, to still just toss out for...
You know how much money you make on YouTube videos?
Well,
not yet. We haven't made any.
Well, we'll let you guys know once more you start watching it.
Exactly. So do you know how much time they got in jail?
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months in jail. I can't even believe that.
And
he did get his pilot's license revoked.
Yeah, so in 2022, he got his pilot license revoked. And the backlash was pretty obvious from the aviation community that immediately saw the video and said, same thing as the FAA, this ain't right. The FAA didn't take it lightly, of course. They revoked his license in 2022 when they said this crash was intentional. But that was not the end of it. Jacob actually proceeded to plead guilty. This was pretty recent. Pleaded guilty to one count of destruction and concealment with the intent to obstruct a federal investigation. That's what they got him on. And for that was the 6 months in prison.
Really?
Yeah, that was the part.
That's insane. So I guess he really didn't like break any laws.
Reckless endangerment.
Reckless endangerment, but he didn't endanger
anybody. So he broke FAA regulations, but...
not a law. Yeah, because if you break an FAA regulation, as much as everyone thinks, regulation is not a law.
Yeah, you're not going to go to prison for a regulation.
For regulation.
For laws that where the regulation overlaps, yeah. But in this case, it was interfering with a federal investigation. That's what it was.
That's insane.
So apparently that's what they got him on, and yeah, I don't know why they chose to pursue that of all things, but they do their job better than I do. And... still 6 months in prison and losing your license that you worked so hard for.
Certificate. Losing the
plane. You wonder why Brandon and I bicker like this.
Bicker? We don't bicker about
all.
Oh,
no, we don't go back and forth. Never. So, this... this guy. Anyway. 6 months in losing your certificate. Pretty significant punishment, and it's also a pretty strong message to the aviation community that reckless behavior, especially something this extreme, not tolerated. The FAA and the legal authorities are going to come down hard on anyone who puts anyone else's life at risk or abuses their pilot privileges, especially the way they did.
I mean, him. He's a crazy guy.
Yeah, jumping out of a plane. That's
everyone always says, well, if the engine died, I'm just going to jump out of the plane. So he took that seriously.
Yeah, so let's test
it. But he's a pilot. He already knows, like, you could fly the plane to the ground.
You can't.
I guess if he's in the middle of, like, the woods and wilderness, might be a better option to jump out at that point. But not with a selfie stick and...
I mean, you're still jumping out over the woods and wilderness, are you not?
Yeah. Apparently he was able to parachute to his plane.
That's... I can't imagine hopping out of a plane that's... obviously, it was a perfectly good plane, right? It was staged. It was a perfectly good plane. So literally jumping out of a perfectly good plane and then floating down and watching your plane pilotless go and crash into the mountains. That's
wild.
That's a wild story.
So we got 6 months in jail.
Yep. Prison. You know,
prison.
Federal prison.
You know the best part about this? He has his pilot's license again.
Does he?
Yeah, he got it back.
No way.
He did, yeah.
FAA will allow Olympian who intentionally crashed a plane and covered it up, parentheses, to fly again.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's insane. He's been issued a temporary pilot certificate by the FAA.
And that was in December. It's been a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're talking about something pretty old. But it's fun to talk about because there's a lot of people that didn't realize he did that. And I urge everyone to go watch the video. Go make him rich, I guess.
Watch someone else that reposted it.
Yeah, watch all the reposts and all that stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff on this, which is interesting. But to be honest, Carson, this wasn't the thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, what did you want to talk about?
So my personal trainer the other day told me there was a guy who jumped out of a jet. And like, I don't know what kind of jet it was. I was hoping you were going to look it up. But it was a jet. And then the pilot gets on ATC and says, hey, by the way, my co-pilot just ran out of the back of the plane. And the ATC is like, he did what? He ran out of the back of the plane. Do you want me to? And then the captain says, do you want me to like circle the area and things? And then he said, the ATC says, do you need to circle the area? He said, I didn't know if you just want me to like circle the area and like, you want me to find out, like, cause there's a dead body that just like fell from the sky.
No parachute?
Oh no, he jumped out with no parachute.
Oh, he said.
He just said, sayonara, I am done with this.
He talked to like the last controller that was just rude to him. And that was,
I don't know what happened, but this controller was like dumbfounded. Like,
yeah.
Do you need assistance? He was like, no, but I need to get on the ground. That was pretty traumatic. So he's like, yeah, vector me to the nearest place, please. Like, I need to get on the ground. I don't know why this guy just killed himself.
What the hell?
Well, if you want to hear about part two of what happened with that pilot, then join us next week for the Aviation Mentors Podcast. For more reckless aviation, because we're going to talk about that in the next episode. Yeah. So enjoy, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, if you'd like to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us at our emails, Brandon@AviationMentors.com or Carson@AviationMentors.com. Also, don't forget to follow, like, stream everything on whatever streaming platform or listening device you're using to listen or watch us on today. You're a huge part of helping us grow the podcast and helping the aviation community grow. So please click like and subscribe right below, guys, or above.
Click the button that's right. Yeah, pick the button
wherever it's something. At. Exactly.
That's the one.
So yes, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. As a wrap up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.